This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Lately, I've been feeling a little bit socially drained. My social battery is definitely running lower, and I've been discussing this amongst my friends, and it definitely is a common theme for right now. Sometimes it happens because we say yes to too many things. We don't give ourselves grace. We don't give ourselves that downtime to recharge. But therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I personally am an active user of therapy, as you guys know. It has really allowed me to gain coping skills, how to set clear boundaries, and also empowers me to be that best version of myself and to surround myself with people who fit that narrative. And if I find myself in a situation where I don't feel comfortable, I'm anxious, etc., I know how to cope and deal with it and navigate it thanks to therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, BetterHelp is a great place to start. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get it matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Sometimes you have to date around with your therapist, and I know it can be really intimidating to sit in the waiting room, which is why I love online therapy. I've always done therapy online, and it's personally what works best for me and my schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Alana to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Alana. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. Hello, good morning, and welcome back to Morning Ray. Well, I guess it's not the morning because it's literally 2 p.m. when I'm recording this, and I really need to get on my game plan and back on schedule with recording, but we're still doing the damn thing. It's still going live today, and that is all that matters. But anyways, hello, you guys. Welcome back to the pod, or welcome if you're new here. I'm Lan, or you can call me Alana, and today's episode is a little fun, flirty, lighthearted episode. I feel like the last few episodes have been a bit more deeper, thought-provoking episodes, and I kind of just wanted to do something a little fun, a little light, a little girly, and it's some of my unpopular obsessions and popular, I guess, some basic things, but some unbasic things that are my current obsessions for spring, seeming as we are about to hop into spring very shortly in a couple of days. But these are just things that I have been loving, everything from beauty, fitness and health, self-improvement. What else do I have here? Food, just really miscellaneous things. And I thought I'd share them with you because they've kind of changed my life, and why not? Why not change your life potentially as well? Some of them are super random. Some of them are items. I think a lot of things are like items, but also just habits, rituals, mindsets I've been holding and whatnot kind of is a little follow-up episode to last week's, which was our spring reset episode. But just a little housekeeping. I want to thank everyone that came out to our Hot Girl Sweat Times Othership event last Friday. It was so incredible. It was crazy to be in front of 64 of you and to get to do Othership and go in the sauna and the ice bath with you guys and to have that amazing class by Tamara. It really just was so amazing. It was so nice getting to meet with you guys, and I got to chat with a lot of you, and I can't wait for our next Hot Girl Sweat event. It's going to be with Ride Cycle Club on Ossington in Toronto. It will be the end of April. Stay tuned and make sure you're following at Alana Bloomberg to know when tickets are going on sale, more details, and what to expect, when to expect it, and all of that. And I'm really excited. I have really just found a new love for creating events, hanging out with you guys, and the whole process, and also getting to give back money to charities that are really important to me. I don't know, it's just a really rewarding and fun thing. And I think doing these Hot Girl Sweat events was really like the purposeful thing I was looking for in my job and in my life. So I'm so happy to be getting such good feedback and for you guys to be loving them and wanting to go to every single one and keep coming back. That means so much to me, and your support for what I'm doing and the charities I'm wanting to donate money to means the world to me. I know I say it a lot, but like I really, really do mean it. But let's get into the episode. No need to touch on current faves because the entire episode is current faves. So I'll make sure anything that is a resource or a product will be linked in the show notes so that you can easily access it and see whatever the hell I'm talking about. Let's start off with, what do we want to start with? Let's start with beauty because I think beauty is just like super fun. And there's a few things in here that I think not many people use. I think I've spoken about them a bit on like my current faves, but I don't know. I think they're not like, I never see them on TikTok. I don't really hear people talking about them. I feel like I'm the only one. So let's get into it. I'm really obsessed with the La Roche-Posay Thermal Spring Water Spray. I spoke about this last week. I'm like 99% sure, but I love it. It feels so good on the face. I'll dry my face after I wash it, spray this on, and then I'll put my Rode Glazing Milk on all the rest of my skincare. And it just feels super hydrating and soothing, especially with it, the air still being really dry here and being back from vacation. I don't know. It just feels so nice. So I really love that. It's a little luxury. It comes in like this massive bottle. I don't know how fast I'm going to go through it. Hopefully not that fast because I feel like there's a lot in there, but I'm also using it a lot. So we'll see. So I love that. I feel like my skin looks super hydrated and plump and glowy from it, and also like feels really hydrated. I'm also really obsessed with the Fenty Skin Plush Pudding Intense Recovery Lip Mask situation. It's like the vanilla you flavor one. I love using it as a lip gloss and a lip balm and obviously a lip mask. I put it on before bed. I feel weird if I don't put it on. Like I have to get out of bed and go and put it on if I haven't. I love putting it on with like a little bit of lip liner before I go out. I've been using either Makeup Forever, Anywhere Caffeine, Charlotte Tilbury Iconic Nude, or I really love MAC Whisper. That's one of my favorite lip liners right now. But I'll just put that on, overline the lips a little bit, smudge it out, and then put the Fenty Skin lip mask on top. I don't know, it's kind of like thick, has like a bit of a sheen to it. I don't know, I just love how my lips look. Maybe they don't look that great to other people, but I don't know, I really like it. I think it, and it feels nice. So it's kind of like a thicker one. It's almost kind of like the Laneige, but I would say it's not as slippery as the Laneige. It's definitely like a thicker, more hydrating kind of lip mask situation, but I really love it. Really random. I've never have really loved any of the Fenty Skin products like I love this one. Next, I've been obsessed with brown eyeliner on my tight line and my waterline. I do like the outer half of my tight line, so like that's your upper waterline, and then my full lower waterline, but I put more emphasis on the outside corner of my eye to make it look bigger. But I use the Ilia Clean Line Gel Eyeliner in brown. It's just the one that I have on hand. If you have any recommendations for one that's maybe better, lasts a little bit longer, honestly lasts pretty well. I just find like eye products, like I've said in previous episodes, like mascaras, eyeliners, tend to smudge or fall on my eyes. Maybe like a waterproof one would do better. So if you have any recommendations for liner that might work even better than this one, but this one's still really, really great. I also sometimes will put this on like my top lash line and smudge it out and like make a little wing moment with it. I just love the brown liner because it still gives you like that intensity, but it's not as harsh. And I think it complements, I have like hazily green eyes. I think it complements them really well. I don't know. I do black mascara. I really love the intensity of a black mascara. Always have, always will. Tried to become a brown mascara girly. Didn't last that long, but brown eyeliner, that's my shit. Next up is another La Roche-Posay product. I'm a La Roche-Posay stan. Their products never fail me. I have spoken about this many, many times before, but I really love their mineral tinted SPF. But what I've been doing differently is I'm even putting it on at night as a base for my makeup. So I'll put it on after my moisturizer, and maybe I should put this on in a different order, but I'll put it on after my moisturizer, let it sit, and I just use it to kind of even out my skin tone. And then, because I don't like using like a foundation or like tinted like skin tints or anything, I just never like how my skin looks. But with this SPF, nothing looks cakey. It looks seamless. It just evens my complexion. It's perfect. So I put that on, and then I put my primer. I either use the Giorgio Armani, it's like luminous silk hydrating primer, or I really like the Refi Sculpt primer. So I'll do one of those, and then I'll do the Say Super Glowy Gel in Starlight, and it looks so good. I don't know, I feel like my skin just like looks airbrushed and it doesn't look cakey. I hate when you like look up close in the mirror and you can see like the makeup sitting on your skin. It's really not the vibe. I'm so picky with face makeup. Like and makeup in general. I don't want it to look like my makeup is fucked. I don't know. I just find it sits so well on my face, especially because I'm like a little bit tan still from vacation. But even then, like, I think this would still work if you were pale because it's winter. I really love that. And like, speaking of bases, I've really just been embracing actually wearing face products that match my skin tone, that aren't darker, that aren't matching like self-tanner. I actually hate self-tanner now. Like, I really despise it. I don't like how it looks. I'd rather be pale than wear self-tanner. I'd rather wear face makeup that truly matches my skin. It just looks so much better. Like, even before vacation, I was using my paler Charlotte Tilbury Flawless Filter that actually matched my skin. And then I warmed up my face with contour and bronzer, and I didn't overdo it. I kept it really natural. And you guys, I swear you look so much better. Like, I never really was one to go like two shades darker with my face makeup. It was normally just my summer color and I would use it all year round. And it, like, it still looked good, but this just looks so much better. So if you are a girly who is doing the criminal offense of using face makeup, like base products that are so much darker than your skin tone, and this also goes for like your concealers, your contour, your bronzers, use products that actually complement your skin tone and the undertones, and you will look so much better. You won't look cakey. You won't look like you're a clown. Like, just really be honest with yourself and get your color matched properly and embrace the pale. Your skin looks so much better. I don't know. Just like, embrace whatever color your skin is right now. Don't try to make it different. You know, I don't know. That's just my two cents. I feel like I really had an awakening in this. Really been loving the YSL All Hours Concealer. I will say that the All Hours foundation is one that I actually really like if I had to wear a foundation. I also really like the Estee Lauder Double Wear, which is ironic that I like it because it's like such a heavy full coverage foundation. But anyways, I really, really love the concealer. It's so satisfying the way it comes out on the applicator. It's like perfectly portioned in the middle of like this like beautiful oversized like doe foot angular applicator. I don't know how else to explain it. I'm really not a makeup guru over here. But I really love the concealer. I have it in a shade that's slightly lighter, so it really brightens my under eyes, but it's not too white where I get like flashback on the camera at night. And then I've been using, I have like this angular YSL makeup sponge, kind of like their beauty blender, and it just works so well with it, and it blends so well. It doesn't crease. I don't know, something about this concealer is so good, and I'm so picky. I have been a Kosas concealer stan. I've gone through like 4 bottles of it, and this is the first concealer that I'm actually using and want to use instead of it. So I think that says a lot. It is so stunning. It just came out. They did send it to me, but all opinions are my own. They did not pay me to say this. I really, really love it. Moving on to hair, I've really been obsessed with my Orbe products lately, specifically their texture spray and their fine mist like hairspray. I find the texture spray helps so much with giving your hair enough grit to hold the curls, and my curls are finally holding throughout the night. So really recommend investing in a texture spray. I love the Orbe one because it doesn't make my hair feel like sticky and gross. Obviously, like if you put way too much, it might. But I put a little bit by the roots to help with the volume. I put it more on my ends and I just like scrunch my hair. I love using the hairspray to help keeping like my face framing pieces and my curtain bangs in the proper like swoopy motion, because I do have a cowlick, and because my hair is naturally curly, I feel like when I get hot or it's humid out, the front pieces get a little funky. But with the hairspray, it's perfect. Also, am obsessed with the Necessaire body lotion. I'm currently out and I need to get more. It was so good. But also really loving the Moroccan oil body lotion. I can't remember what scent I have it in. Honestly, all of them smell really good. It's just like melts into your skin so nicely. It's so hydrating. I love the smell of the Moroccan oil one. Really, really love it. And then my last beauty favorite is the YSL Libre perfume. I get the most compliments when I'm wearing this. Like, I've literally tested it out with guys. Backtracking a little bit here. A few years ago, I really wanted YSL Black Opium. Like, I was really set on that fragrance scent. But I got a little travel size kit, or like luxury, like deluxe sample set or whatever, of Libre and Black Opium. And I was seeing a guy at the time pretty consistently, like we went on a few dates or whatever. And I would switch which perfume I was wearing around him to see which one he responded more to, like if he complimented me. And it was always the Libre. So then I ended up buying the full bottle of it, and now my friends associate the smell of this perfume as like me. Like they say it smells like you because I've been wearing it for now like 3 or 4 years, and I've gone through multiple bottles, and still holds true. Whenever I'm wearing it, if I'm seeing a guy, they are obsessed with how I smell because of this perfume. And I always get compliments from like my girlfriends when I hug them. I'm saying you smell good. But what I've been doing differently lately with this perfume is before I would only spray it on my inner wrists and then behind my ears. But now I've also been spraying it on the nape of my neck, like underneath my hair, so that when someone hugs me, they smell it. And it also like leaves like, I don't know, when you're walking, you get like a little whiff of it. And then if you're going on a date or like you're seeing a guy, I got this from Eli Rallo. Put a little like near your hip bones. Chef's kiss. I don't know. It just does something, okay? But I really love YSL Libre. They also, the nice thing about it is you can buy a refill for your bottle and you can get more perfume for a lower cost than if you were to just buy like a new full bottle. I swear by this perfume. I love it. They have a travel size. They have a 40 milliliter bottle. I think they have 90, and then the refill is like 100 milliliters. It's so good. I also get a lot of compliments on Prada Paradox from people whenever I wear it, but I prefer the scent of Libre. So that's my little beauty favorites. But let's move on to fitness and health. This one, I don't know. It's been like this weird obsession or favorite of mine lately, but not wearing my Apple Watch / like disconnecting from my phone. I was a girl that would, from the moment she woke up, would wear her Apple Watch to the moment she went to bed. I would charge it before I went out for the night. I always wore it no matter the occasion. Even if it didn't really suit the outfit, I always wore it. I have a metal watch band. You guys know the drill.
This episode is brought to you by the spring cleaning champions, Manscaped. This season, make sure the man in your life grooms his carpets and his drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Have him clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch his confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and have him join 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com and use code HAM, H-A-M, for 20% off plus free shipping. Manscaped is changing the way with their MVP, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. This is their fifth generation trimmer featuring two interchangeable next-gen skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever his heart desires. It also features dual LED spotlights to guide him through the darkest winter debris, navigate his confidence in your delicate areas. Hate seeing a mess in the bathroom? Don't we all? Don't worry, this bad boy is waterproof. He can trim in the shower, in the bath, or apparently in the ocean. Get 20% off and free shipping with code HAM, H-A-M, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with code HAM, H-A-M, at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in his pants, ladies. If you've been listening for the pod for a while, you would know that I'm on a mission to learn another language, and that is why I have been using Rosetta Stone. They are one of the most trusted language learning programs available on both desktop and as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. They are a trusted expert for learning languages for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages being offered, everything from Spanish, French, Italian, German, Chinese, Japanese. It also has fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone really immerses you in so many ways. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's very intuitive. You pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences, and it's really designed for long-term retention. You're not just going to learn something and then forget it if you're not constantly practicing. What I love is they also have the built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent, and you can make sure that you're pronouncing everything as you should. It's very convenient, and it has amazing value with a lifetime membership to all 25 languages. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Morning Ray listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Thank you, Rosetta Stone, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up with your springtime goals. No fuss meals, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. I've heard such amazing things about Factor from my friends, and I've been so excited to try it. Head to factormeals.com/Alana50 and use code Alana50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code Alana50 at factormeals.com/Alana50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Thank you, Factor, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. Lately, I find that like if I'm waiting on a text or something, having the Apple Watch on makes me more anxious because I feel like, I don't know if any of you are Apple Watch users and you get this, but sometimes it feels like you convince yourself you feel a vibration that you got a notification or something. I also feel like I'm always checking it to see like notifications or anything for no reason. And I really have been just loving not wearing it when I don't need to. Like last night I went out, I took it off before I went out and I did the same thing on Saturday. When I was on vacation, I didn't wear it at all. Like not one bit. Like I literally used to wear it all the time. And for my event last Friday, I took it off because I just wanted to be present. And I always answer my phone so fast because I'm so accessible. Like my notifications come through on my computer. They come through on my Apple Watch. Like even if I'm not near a device, I have a device on my wrist. And it feels really nice and like such a nice privilege and almost like a breath of fresh air when my Apple Watch is off and I really want to just get a normal watch to wear instead and then only really wear the Apple Watch when I'm working out because I do like to track like my heart rate and stuff for that. But I don't know, I've really just been, this may sound so stupid, but I feel like if you are someone who chronically wears your Apple Watch, then you know the obsession with the Apple Watch. And I've learned to really love the freedom of taking it off. Before it used to like give me anxiety because like, oh, I'm not tracking everything. And that was definitely from like an obsessive standpoint. But I've kind of just like let go of that. Like I know I'm still getting the steps and still getting the workout in, whatever. I don't know. I just love not wearing my Apple Watch and not being like so attached to my phone. Like if my phone's in my purse and I don't hear that I have a text message, it's not the end of the world, you know? Taking the privilege I have and being able to be offline and unplug when I can. Next, I've been loving doing cold showers. I don't take the entire shower cold. I'm not there yet. But say like I'm doing a full shower where I'm washing my hair and everything. When I'm rinsing out, okay, so the order of my shower is I do shampoo, I do conditioner, I wash my face while my conditioner is in, I rinse my conditioner out, and then I do my body wash. Don't know why I do it in that order, but I just do. Once I get to the point where I'm rinsing my conditioner out, I switch it to cold water and the rest of the shower is cold, and it's just so relaxing. I feel like it's helped lower my cortisol levels. I feel like it's helped lower my inflammation. I just feel so much more calm. It also helps with my anxiety. So I love doing that on days where I'm not going to the sauna or the cold plunge. So I love going to Othership weekly. I go once a week. I love doing the sauna. I love doing the cold plunge. I normally typically do the free flow. Very occasionally I'll do a class, but I love doing that. Being consistent and going to the sauna and doing the ice bath has done wonders for my inflammation. I struggle with inflammation, water retention, my fingers are always swollen and my rings don't fit. My face also holds onto a lot of water. So I find between the cold showers, going to the sauna and ice bath weekly, and then also trying to be as consistent as possible in the morning with either doing like some sort of facial massage or using my gua sha, or like I have these the cold gua sha things that I keep in my freezer. They feel so nice. In combination with a microcurrent device, that's like the Foreo, Bear 2, or the New Face. I feel like my inflammation in my face and in my body from like the cold showers and other shit has gone down so much. And even like my friends have said, like, your face looks more snatched. I don't know. And like that was always an insecurity for me. And I think that also came with drinking less alcohol and stopping going out all the time and trying to eat more home cooked meals and just be more mindful of eating so many foods out. I don't know. I really just have been loving these little like wellness rituals and self-care moments, and they're so little, and I don't do them every single day. Sometimes I'm not super consistent with them, but I really have just like found love and joy in being consistent with them even when I like don't really want to do it, because I know I'm going to feel better afterwards. I've also been leaning more into lower impact, lower intensity workouts. Really been loving Reformer Pilates. I go once a week. I've been really consistent with my Pilates in my workout routine, and I feel like I'm definitely starting to see results. You know, it normally takes a couple of weeks to start seeing results yourself, and then people start seeing it a few weeks later after that. I feel like being consistent with this workout routine that I've been doing since November, December-ish has really started to pay off, and I really just love the routine that I have going right now, which is honestly why it's been hard to reincorporate running into my routine, because I just love what my routine is right now, but I do really want to run, so I'm kind of going back and forth on that battle. But I love doing Reformer Pilates, I love doing mat Pilates, I just love doing Jaybird in general, because it's just so calming and peaceful, and I feel like their brand ethos just really aligns with me and where I'm trying to go in my life. I'm really trying to just like get out of my head and into my body more and be present in the now. And I've spoken about this a lot, but Jaybird does that. Like there's no mirrors, even like the mirrors in the Reformer studio are warped, so you can't actually see what you look like. You have to really just focus on, how does the movement feel in my body? Does this feel like proper form? Getting that muscle memory. And that's very much like how my dance training was. And then I love the mat studio because it's just like dark. I love the infrared heat. It just feels really good. And then even with like weightlifting, I was like really pushing weights for a while, like increasing, but I've honestly have loved chilling back on that, like still doing strength training and still lifting heavy, but not trying to like lift the heaviest ever. And I feel like that's benefited my body more. And then also doing like iterations of 12-3-30 at the end of my workouts for like 5 to 10 minutes on the treadmill. So like incline 12, speed 3 for like 10 minutes or something like that. I really been loving that. I've spoken about this briefly, I think, but colostrum. I have had so many moments where I have felt like I was starting to get sick. And I know a lot of people have been talking about this, how they keep getting sick. They're not like they get better and then they get sick again. But I really think introducing colostrum into my supplement rotation has helped so much. I should have gotten sick. So many people really close to me who I was around got really, really sick, and I should have gotten sick. Like we shared drinks, whatever. And I didn't, knock on wood. I don't want to get sick now. I just have colostrum every single day. I either have my cowboy colostrum or my Armra. I just put it in. I have like the Fairlife chocolate milk or like any high protein, lower sugar chocolate milk. Froth it in there, drink it. Of the Armour one, I have like 3 scoops. Of the Cowboy one, I have 1 to 2 because it's a bigger scoop. And literally have not been sick since I started to have this. I feel so much better. My skin has been looking really good. Those are like the benefits I've noticed so far. So colostrum definitely seems to be worth the hype. It really is that liquid gold. So definitely try it out. I think I have discount codes, not really sure, but if I do, they'll be in the show notes. It's only 26 minutes on my recorder, but it feels like it's been so much longer. Also, I made my coffee in this little St. Pat's like collectible glass cup that I got when I went to the Maple Leafs St. Pat's party thing. And I feel like Rachel Ratke, because she has all these like little like they're kind of dingy, like dingy plastic cups with black and white like artwork on them. And she always makes her iced coffee in it. And I feel like her with this. And honestly, Rachel, I get it. I really do get it now. Like before I was all about like a set of glass, like only cool glasses. Like I don't want that. But no, I fucking love the St. Pat's cup. Okay, food. These are so random, and I don't know, like it's really random, guys. Okay, number one, been obsessed with a breakfast sandwich. I don't know, I guess maybe the colostrum is helping my skin, but I've been having eggs pretty often again, and I'm not breaking out again. I think I spoke about this last week, so sorry if I'm a broken record over here. I've been doing a little English muffin. I have like whole wheat ones. They're so good. I'll toast them with a little butter on them, a slice of cheddar cheese, and then I'll do a scrambled egg slash like omelet, and it is so good. If you like breakfast sausage or like bacon or whatever, I'm sure it would taste good with that too. I don't really eat pork. I just do that, and it's so yummy and it's so filling. It's perfect. I don't know. I've been liking a more savory breakfast if I'm not having that, although this is not savory at all. I've been obsessed with Greek yogurt, specifically strawberry Greek yogurt, more specifically the one with the fruit on the bottom that you have to mix. These are like breakfasts that I was having when I was in Mexico, so it explains it. I was having scrambled eggs, toast, or like a pancake, and then Greek yogurt, like the strawberry Greek yogurt. I wish I could have the one that I was having at the resort because it was just a bigger cup. I don't know. Anyways, I've really been obsessed with that for breakfast. Also really obsessed with Greek lemon potato wedges. This has honestly been something that I've been obsessed with for a while. I really love the lemon potato wedges from Souvla in Yorkville in Toronto. It is so good. Also, their Greek chicken salad is so good. Another obsession. These are all things because I was having them every single day on vacation, honestly. I'm like hyper fixating on these foods. I tend to do that. But burgers, either like a beef, regular beef burger, or like a chicken burger sandwich thing, like grilled chicken. So good. I don't know. Like, it's just like so high protein. I feel so full afterwards. It's more of like a dinner meal because sometimes if I have it for lunch, I feel a bit like heavy and sluggish afterwards, but it keeps me so full for so long. And I don't know. I'm just very much like in a burger era. Those are my hyper fixations on food. I'm starting to have iced coffee again. Still, I'm craving very much a hot coffee in the morning. I don't know. Nothing hits like a warm latte. Self-improvement. These are things I've spoken about so many times lately, but Brianna Weiss books, I'm never gonna shut up. I really, really, really do love her. Still reading When You're Ready, This Is How You Heal. Absolutely loved The Mountain Is You. I want to pick up The Pivot Year afterwards. I honestly want to read like every single book she has written. I want to hear all the words that she has to say. So incredible. It has changed my life. Love listening to Mel Robbins' podcast in the morning when I'm getting ready or if I'm answering emails. Really, really love her. She has so many amazing guests. I love that her episodes are very science-backed and research-driven. And then The Skinny Confidential. I don't listen to every single episode, but I find it really interesting to listen to the entrepreneurs or even when Lauren and Michael do their solo episodes to hear like their little tidbits the same way that you would listen to my podcast. It's just a nice to have a different perspective and maybe see something in a different light, reframed a different way, said a different way. I like, honestly, I love my job, but sometimes it doesn't push me to think in a challenging way. Like I'm not mentally challenged in the way that I was in school and like doing marketing and when I was working my 9-to-5, so I have to find these resources on my own and encourage myself to do self-learning, which I've realized in the past few months is so important and has made me feel so much better. So if you're like me, where you feel like your mind isn't really being pushed and challenged, like your mind really is a muscle. If you stop using it, it's not going to be as sharp and as smart as it once was. So I really challenge you to take initiative and to do self-learning, whether it's learning a language or reading books or listening to podcasts or maybe taking a course. Do something that is going to challenge the way you think, the way you see, the way you communicate. You won't regret it. You really won't. I think it's really important. Even if you do have a job that's like super challenging, like I still encourage you to do something outside of work that's for you and for your own self-learning. You can even like be researching something. I don't know, maybe you want to like know more about plants and you're gonna like read all these books about plants now or something. I don't know. And then my last like miscellaneous things are kind of like household things. I'm really obsessed with this Boy Smells candle. I forget the name and I didn't write this down. Uno Momento. Oh my god, I'm probably gonna butcher this so bad, but it's the Boy Smells candle in Hinoki Phantom. It's a smoky woody scent. I'll let me read the description. Actually, I'll just read the notes. So the top notes are black pepper, cardamom, Williams pear. So many things that I can't pronounce. Olibanum. Then it's jasmine. Then the middle notes are cedarwood, fir, balsam, hinoki, oak moss. And then the base notes are, oh guys, I really suck at reading and pronouncing words. I used to be terrified to read in class, by the way, so This is really bold of me. Vevatir, Smoked Amber, Cipril, and don't know how to pronounce this one, but you get the gist. I don't know. I feel like normally I go for a Santal, Sandalwood, Vanilla, and this is a little different, and I really, really love it. I already finished it. I want to get more. I also have an Othership candle, which is very woodsy. Definitely like into the like the smoky woodsy scents right now. It's just like really calming and grounding to me. I love the smell of Palo Santo and like sage and incense and all of that. So it really does explain it. But really love that. And then I really do love my smart bulbs that I have in my little lantern in my bedroom and then in my floor lamp in my living room. And I love setting them to a purple color, either while I'm just chilling at home or like red. Or when I have pre's or people over, it just really sets the vibe and elevates the space. And oh, this is also, I'm so late to this, but I recently watched Priscilla and it was so good. I had no idea that Priscilla was 14 when she met Elvis and he was 24. I had no idea that he groomed her. I knew he had drug abuse problems, but I had no idea he was like abusive like that to her. I really recommend you watch it if you haven't already. But those are my current faves. Those are some of my unpopular and popular current faves. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of Morning Ray. I'd love to hear what you're currently loving, so feel free to DM me or leave it on a comment on this on Spotify if you're listening on Spotify. I love when you guys tag me in your Instagram stories that you're listening to the pod, so keep doing that. I love doing that. I love reposting you, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.